I just returned to the States from a 10-day missions trip to Vietnam. One of those days, we hiked up a mountain that's overlooking the city with thousands and thousands and thousands of people who live there. Right below us on the mountainside was a Buddhist temple. Idols of Buddha, various statues filled the courtyard, and the smell of incense was predominant. Millions worship these false idols. Idols that cannot speak. Statues that cannot hear. Images that cannot answer their prayers. They cannot provide for their families, cannot comfort them in times of suffering. Cold, lifeless, useless images that people really pour themselves, pour their lives, their prayers, pour everything into. Why do most people in these types of nations worship this way? Because that's all they've been told. For most of them, it's all they've ever known. They have no one to tell them otherwise. I had never caught a glimpse at the overwhelming amount of people who die every day without ever hearing the full gospel. Jesus said, "The laborers are few." That is almost an understatement. These people in these places have no one to tell them of the truth found in Jesus Christ. For me, it was one thing to have this knowledge that there are many unreached people groups in the world. It's a totally different matter to actually see it. I had the honor of being a part of a team that went out to a remote community in the countryside. We were going to bring supplies to a school of about 70 students, and although we knew we would not be able to understand or communicate effectively with the students, the language barrier was broken by love. But to actually see these people, to love on these people, to play games with the kids, to hug them, to give them gifts, to laugh with them, to eat with them, to spend time with them, and then realize they will probably die without ever hearing the truth of Jesus Christ. To grasp that unless someone comes to where they live, dwells among them, immerses themselves in their culture, befriends them, and then shares the gospel with them, unless that takes place, they will die and they will spend eternity in their sins apart from a holy God. That is an overwhelming thought. Why should someone hear the gospel twice if someone has never even heard the gospel once? There is a desperate need for laborers. Therefore, I urge you, I implore you, go. Go. Pick up your cross and go. Short-term missions, long-term missions, whatever God calls you to do, and He's calling you to that in some capacity, go. If you cannot physically go on a missions trip, then send. Send. Support. Give sacrificially. Give to the point that it's painful. Pick up your cross. I cannot convey to you the deep and desperate need for the gospel to be proclaimed among the nations. I cannot tell you how much of a need there is for missionaries to sacrifice everything and to have beautiful feet. How then can they call on the one in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in the one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who good news.